The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Continuing to work, and there is more work to be done. The loss of lives and the humanitarian impact is really heartbreaking, and we're joining our international partners in reiterating our call for an immediate end to the fighting and a return to the ceasefire that was reached in 2012.
Secretary of State John Kerry, and he's talking about the destruction and whatnot. Israel and Hamas for over 2 weeks have been going at it, and it is nasty, my friends. We've kicked in $47 million to help the people that are being used in some cases as human shields for Hamas as they fight off being shelled by the Israelis. And that's where we begin this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Some big news out of Tel Aviv, the FAA told some U.S. airlines that, I don't think that you're going to be flying. You're suspended. Initially saying 48 hours, 24 hours. Once the 24 is up, could suspend it again. There are other European airliners who are doing the same thing for the first time that I can ever remember. We talk about Tel Aviv. We talk about coming in and out of there, how safe it is, El Al, and use that as a model example of keeping people safe in the air. But how about getting to Tel Aviv? No, thank you. And not taking any chances. The Malaysian flight that was shot down by a missile sent, I think, shivers up and down the spines of the people who are in charge at the FAA and beyond, the airliners, too, as well. Sad as far as the kids are concerned. Hamas is hiding rockets in schools and playgrounds. And we know Israel has the Iron Dome, and so far, so good for the most part, they're able to fend off the rockets, but they're still incredibly worried about those rockets because it does not mean that it's foolproof. It does not mean that one can get through by any stretch of the imagination. All right, here's the menu coming up in our next segment. We'll chat with Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion on some of the things that we're going to be talking about with Israel and our role in that and Russia, and are they complicit in the Malaysia airline deal, and did they shoot it down, or they armed the rebels and trained the rebels, rather, on the weapons, and was that what happened? Certainly looks that way. Is that what happened to bring down a plane full of innocent people and to make us incredibly weary of that sort of thing, of course. Also, we're going to check the mail, a ton of mail. I don't know, everybody I think is on vacation because I keep hearing that people are downloading it, getting the on-demand thing. But you're never shut out on this show. Remember, 24/7, better than the late-night Wendy's or McDonald's windows or whatever they are. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, and we will get you in. Will we really see peace where Gaza and Israel is concerned? Is it just, I'm coming after you, you're coming after me? And, of course, for Israel, if they could get to the land and just grab it back up, that would be the key thing. But I don't think so. I think you're just going to have more of the same thing back and forth. Just back and forth like that, lobbing like it's a tennis match. But it's no tennis match. A lot of lives are at stake here, are on the line. Speaking of lives and lives being on the line, the Malaysian flight being shot down, the latest there is that the U.S. intelligence shows that Russia created the conditions for sending that flight to the ground. And how do they do that? In a couple of different ways. The anti-Ukrainian government forces backed by Russia fired the missile that took down Flight 17 last Thursday, killing 298 people on board. 298. But, I mean, this is the thing. Everybody's pointing at Russia, but you got to have that hardcore evidence. And they're looking at the SA-11, which is based in part on the footage of the crash site evidence. But the plane was likely shot down by separatists who are in eastern Ukraine. And they've intercepted communication, satellite photos, social media postings, anything they could find. And this is proving to be what the story really is. But then as we look at it, I think the sooner the better for somebody to own up to it. And the rebels initially were owning up to it and then backed off. I think they got cold feet, or they didn't want to confuse what plane they had shot down. Isn't that nice? Whatever plane it was, they wanted to make sure that people realized what the objective of that flight was. And then you have this, because also the other part of the story is, with the FAA closing the route to Israel, they had a flight diverted after a rocket landed near Tel Aviv, and that makes sense that the concern is there to not get too close because of the potential of what could happen. And it's kind of in a mixed reaction to grounding the flights. I just had two friends that came back from Israel maybe 3 weeks ago, and everything was fine. And you think of those trips to Israel, and boy, a lot of people make them, especially the treks in the summer, so they can see the sites, they can see the Wailing Wall, they can see this giant piece of huge history that they have. But all of that's lost right now. And I think it's very smart to ground those planes. Why take a chance? Why take a chance? Not everybody's happy about it because of the amount of travel between Israel and the United States. And it's not just our planes. There are other planes, as I mentioned, that are saying no to being in the sky. They also don't want to deal with a complete tragedy. They don't want that to happen. Who wants that to happen? Of course not. So Germany's Lufthansa, Air France, several European carriers, just like the United States, not going to happen. Not going to happen. We're not going to put somebody in a plane, send them off into the wild blue yonder with hopes that they land on the other side. And if they're saying that in Israel, they know this is serious stuff. They know it, or they wouldn't do that. And they're just highly suggesting there. It's a little bit different from ESPN. But they had people that had to get off planes. They rushed into the airport because of the rocket. And this is what's happening. Because of the explosions around the city, there's always the possibility you could be in the wrong place. The Israeli Transportation Ministry called on the airlines to reverse their decision and said that they were trying to explain that the airport was safe for landings and departures. All right, we're taking off in a conversation with Andrew Szabo coming up around the bend. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Again, with another Peel Back the Onion, Andrew Szabo joins us. He's a marketing, branding, and strategy expert. And I'll tell you what, Andrew, first of all, hello, and I hope you're doing well.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm excellent, but I'll tell you what, as you said to me before we jumped on the air, the world is falling apart. It really feels pretty heavy, doesn't it, the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, just from a week ago when we last spoke, how many different things have been falling apart, everything from Obamacare to obviously the Malaysian Airlines being shot down, the rising crisis of ISIS, and it's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with what's going on with the Malaysian airline that was shot down last week and the terrible reports of the rebels who looted bodies and then eventually loaded them onto trains. And I'll tell you what, in the Netherlands, they were furious, and so were many other European countries, and it sounds like that's all been ironed out. The black box, rather, has been turned over and all of that. But here's the thing. The reaction to what's happening with Putin, denying that the weapons came from them, that had nothing to do with them, and kind of also distancing themselves in a way from the rebels, but they're the ones who armed the rebels in the first place. So do you think the United States needs to get tougher than these sanctions that were leveled at Russia just a day before that plane was shot down?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not, they didn't just supply the rebels with these weapons, but they also trained them. I mean, they have people on the ground that have been training these rebels, so they know how to use them. It's not that easy to shoot a plane out of the sky. So that's one aspect. And then this whole strategy of denial is working very well for Putin, because he knows that and really even the research bears it out. Europeans now seeing America as a declining nation in terms of power and their ability to influence world events. We have basically through a strategy, and I don't call that, I mean, essentially this was the president's strategy. It was laid out in his book, The Dreams of My Father, is to reduce American power and influence in the world. Well, he's, in one sense, you could say the president has been very successful with the strategy. Unfortunately, that makes the world an even more dangerous place. The world's always been dangerous, but it allows others and those who are evil to act with impunity. And that's what we're seeing Putin act. There is no punitive action against him, and he's therefore acting with impunity.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, we're certainly not done with this by any stretch of the imagination, but quickly let's try to hit on a couple of other things, including Israel and John Kerry, the Secretary of State, over in Egypt, trying to broker this whole ceasefire thing. In the meantime, the FAA told U.S. airlines that they cannot fly to the Tel Aviv airport for 24 hours. And why? Because of a Hamas rocket explosion that was pretty close by. This has really exploded in all kinds of directions. I can't remember. In fact, I don't think we've ever seen this before. Do you think we've ever had the flights halted? I don't think so.
Not to my recollection. And, you know, obviously after 9/11, everything was halted. But in terms of going to Israel and specifically, and it, you know, closing the routes to Israel, it's a dreadful situation. And I think what listeners have got to understand here is, remember, you said it quite correctly there, Kate, it was a Hamas rocket, you know, and there's a lot of criticism against Israel. And one has to remember, they're standing alone, and they're feeling probably a lot more alone these days because of American policy being much more sympathetic to more pro-Arab in the last few years. And Israel cannot stand to have, and they will not abide by Iran going nuclear. I mean, they cannot because, I didn't know of this until about, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago. I can't remember when, but I was talking to somebody who traveled to some of the Arab countries, and they said, Israel is not even on their geographic map. As far as any Arab countries are concerned, Israel does not exist. They are thought that that is the enemy, that they are going to be wiped off the earth. That is the policy and the intent of several Arab countries. Certainly the policy, certainly the mindset of ISIS, it's Iran, and if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, they will undoubtedly use it against Israel. Israel will not let that happen. They will make a first strike against them. So, with all this criticism against Iran, they're facing Hamas, they're facing Iran going nuclear. They have to do something. That their strategies step on the pedal, and they don't care what other people necessarily think. They have to protect themselves. This is a defensive strategy and take the offense.
Yeah, well said. I agree 100%. Jumping back to this country and our problems on the southern border, today John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, said, you know what, Congress is not going to do anything about this. That's what we're on track for. And part of that is because the midterms are coming up. And the other part of it is the president wants $4 billion, and this is right before everybody leaves for their summer recess, to help with this border crisis. But then the Congressional Budget Office comes out and says, well, you don't need that much money. If it were $25 million, it would take care of the current problems because of where we are as far as funding is concerned. So I think that pretty much spells it out. When there's this tug of war over the bucks that supposedly would be used specifically for Border Patrol agents, for immigration judges, and to build more centers or facilities to house some of these kids coming from Central America, it makes sense to me that they wouldn't fund it. They wouldn't fund it now. What do you think?
Yeah, and there's certainly, both sides, I think, guilty a little bit of distorting some of the facts, but it seems clear is that, I mean, this is a total crisis. I love one of the statistics is that now the number of people entering illegally into Texas, which is, of course, where we are, is now outnumbering the number of newborn Americans. And look, they're coming in at a faster rate than newborns in Texas. And the fact that I know there's been a lot of focus on the kids, but there is a lot of others who are coming over. It is not just the kids. There is a very high percentage, according to David Dewhurst, the Texas Lieutenant Governor. He said the vast majority coming over into Texas, yes, there is certainly a significant number of children. That's why most of the news has been reporting. But there is a huge number that are not unaccompanied minors. And we're also seeing a huge number that they're estimating now, according to the Border Patrol, that 25% of them have a criminal record. So, you know, the Congress is clearly not doing anything about this. States have to take it into their own hands, as even in California may step it up even. So, you know, what's the federal government going to do? Are they going to spend money? How are they going to spend that? We know that they don't spend things efficiently. And I think the states can probably deal with this more responsibly. The only one problem with sending the National Guard in is that Rick Perry, of course, announced yesterday, is that if the president sends in the National Guard, then the Border Patrol and ICE has to work with the National Guard. But when a governor sends in, they can't use military force except to defend themselves. So I think even a show of force on the border is going to have some kind of, will have an impact and for a fraction of the cost that the government wants to, or the federal government wants to spend. So I think, again, we're just showing how often states can run more efficiently. Texas has shown that. Consistently, they have managed to run their economy efficiently, to create jobs, and they're able to run their government and make decisions more efficient than the federal government. But that's part of what America was set up, wasn't it? I mean, they were self-determined and they can make decisions and policy themselves, and the federal government needs to get involved when it's appropriate. And sometimes that's not a question of appropriateness, it's a question of efficiency.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, sometimes the government is just not efficient, and that's the problem. I say this all the time, Andrew. My favorite president would be Tom Jefferson, and I think it's more about states' rights and balancing that, and I think there's definitely still a need for a federal government, but when it gets so bloated and out of control and it's all about the red tape and we're just, you know, going through miles and miles of it, they're just not efficient. That's a good word to use.
Yeah. They don't know how money wisely.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Peel back the onion. Andrew Sava, we'll do it again. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. A pleasure as always.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
America. And on that note, with a jammed mailbag, let's go and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from David, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. He says, Confucius say, Kate Delaney, that Obamacare is more confusing than trying to figure out how to get out of bed every single day. I don't know. There's something mixed up in that. What do you think of this latest ruling? Well, I think it's brutal for people who were relying on the fact that they could get this really cheap insurance, and now, in case you haven't heard it, a federal appeals court says, to the people who are receiving this, I'll call it the stipend, you know, that's paying for part of it, and that's going to affect a lot of people because that was part of the reason people could afford it who were beyond the below the poverty level or right at the poverty level. That's the reason why. And some of them were families. And I'm going to say it has a terrible effect. And it's just another one of those things where it wasn't implemented correctly, or there was a lot of misinformation out there, certainly. And the scramble was on to get it. And now they're not going to get the credits, and not getting the credits means how are they going to afford the insurance? And then it goes all back to the whole ring around the rosy once again with the ACA. It is very frustrating. And it's crazy, too, because it's conflicting rulings on the subsidies. And it really, it's up to Congress. They're the ones that have to fix this thing. They're the only ones who can do it now at this point. It's the big question mark. So if the subsidies are thrown out, what happens? Well, people will have their policies lapse, because how could they pay it? If they went onto healthcare.gov and they thought, okay, I'm doing what the mandate tells me to do. I've enrolled in the plan and I'm getting these subsidies, so that gives me the lower cost. I can swing this. Now they're not going to be able to do that because of the 2-1 Halbig versus Burwell ruling. That was the case. The federal exchange subsidies were not legal because the plaintiffs argued that the IRS acted without congressional approval, which they did, in expanding the subsidies program into states that had not set up exchanges. You know, opted not to set up the exchanges. It's interesting because I can think of a couple of people who have emailed this show telling me that they use the subsidies, and some of them may be affected by that because they felt as though they had no choice. Well, they had no choice because of what was happening with insurance in general. Here's another one. This one from Joseph, who says, Kate, boy, Israel and Hamas, I think there's no end in sight. Good luck, John Kerry, trying to broker any kind of a deal here. There's none to be had. And now, as more people die on either side of this, that creates that extra added tension, enough to snap this to a whole different level, though I believe we're already at that level. We're already at that level. I believe we're already at that level, too. We're at the breaking point already because we've had these skirmishes before, and so here we go again. It is a here we go again. And what does the United States do? We've given money. We've given money to the people who were the human shields for the Hamas folks, trying to help those people. And then Israel, of course, would give money to. So we're vested in this. Like it or not, because I know there's a lot of people who don't like it. Who don't like it. And here's an interesting side note, and this was pointed out to me by Gail, who said, did you see the story on the IRS helping to actually get rid of 3,200 hard drives? In light of what's happened with Lois Lerner, you think they'd be more cautious about the whole backup situation. Yeah, with the cloud, that's going to make it much more interesting, I think, technology-wise in the future, because it's going to be less storage space. But the IRS is talking about destroying those hard drives. Yes, you're right. And, you know, this is that whole thing, Lois Lerner's emails are lost. Oh, we think we might be able to get the hard drive for the computer. It's just a nightmare that lives on and on and on and on and on. Remember, they said the computer memory had been wiped clean. That's what they said, and that they needed help. Now they're saying they put out, because they put out feelers. They put out feelers to the contracting crowd that they needed help to destroy more of these hard drives. So that they would, and you know, they need somebody else to protect themselves, and because of the taxpayer information. So they were going to destroy as much as they could there. That's why the deal with the hard drives. It still doesn't make me feel more secure about the three dreaded letters whatsoever. I don't know about the rest of you. Here's one from Frothy Head. Reference to beer in the summertime. I'm thinking, Kate, I can't believe how the VA has been transformed, even if it's just a little bit, I think one step at a time, because of what happened in Phoenix and all the resulting scandals. I just took my father to the VA, and he got excellent care. It was fast. They had lots of solutions for him. I was very, very impressed. So the sad thing is it should have never happened. The good thing is that many of the VA facilities are getting a much needed overhaul. Absolutely. They're getting an overhaul. That's a good way to put it. And it couldn't come fast enough, because it's on the heels of all the things that have happened that have been nothing but negative connected to the IRS. Remember, the Senate approved a bill just last month, by the way, for $35 billion through 2016 to build new clinics, have doctors, and make it easier for veterans who can't get appointments with the VA doctor or to get outside care. That makes me feel better. Harry Reid said that the efforts to pass a bill appeared likely to come back to nothing. And Tuesday he was more optimistic, talking about Sanders and other senators. And Sanders said he and the House Veterans Affairs Committee Chair Jeff Miller were working to reach an agreement. Oh, that would be good news to wrap up that thing. Here's one from Larry listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Larry asked the question about the airliner, saying, "Hello, America, tonight. I've been listening for a while now. I just don't understand. Is it that people don't want to believe? They want to continue to drink at the trough of Obama? Or are people finally waking up to what's really happening? What do you say?" Well, I say that that's exactly what's happening. People are hovering. They're waiting to see what happens. To see how far it goes, I'm going to say. And then there's this one from the Duke, talking about actually what I mentioned in our previous hour. Big screens are a big deal with phones. Do you like them, Kate? I have the Samsung Beauty, and as much as it was such a hassle the first time around, I think it's a great phone. Would you switch to the phone I'm using, or would you continue to stay with Apple? Well, I have to stay with Apple because it makes sense. Because if something happens, that's how I'm going to. The Genius Bar. How genius is it that they named the Genius Bar the place where you go to get quick help? Or they have places for kids to play and all that other stuff. So now Apple making a bet on how well they can do with a big phone. How well will they do with a big phone? The latest models, is like the one I have, is lighter. It's an S5, and it's crazy, but it has this gold back on it, and people always ask me about the gold back. I'm like, I don't know. It looks good, fine, whatever. It was there. I wasn't seeking it. It just was there on the phone, and it looks fine. It really does. It looks absolutely fine. So as we hit our final segment on ATN, as we continue to go down this road, thank you to everybody who sent in the emails. You can do the same thing. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. Coming up on America Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Will Russia ever take credit, sadly, for the missile attack?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unheave you. She'll unheave you. All the best just to please you.
They're the experts who can analyze this data and can be more effective in drawing a more conclusive case. Russia did say today that it will use its influence over the separatists to get them to fully cooperate, and we intend to hold the Russians to that.
All right, Josh Ernst, the mouthpiece, the White House spokesperson, the Daily Briefing, holding the Russians' feet to the fire. Boy, I think that's key. If to get to the bottom, any way to get to the bottom of what happened with this missile attack that brought down the Malaysian flight, sad. At this point now, it's about burying the dead and taking them back, and that's what's happening. But it's also about who did this? Who took this plane out of the sky? And, you know, I said this the other night, you don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to feel as though you have a clue. I mean, we have a clue as to who might be on the other end of this, and I'm thinking I'm getting really warm here when I say Russia. So we've got this global crisis. And we also have some domestic problems, too, by the way, that are burning pretty bright here in the U.S. And it's almost recess time, time to go away for the summer for Congress. And there's a whole bunch of things that are stacking up, like 747s that can't get off the runway. Let's hope they wrap some of this stuff up. Wrap it up. So U.S. intelligence is saying, look, Russia created conditions for downing this plane. They did it. There's no question about it. And then you look at the terrible way this has been handled with the amount of people that came off that plane. The Malaysian Flight 17. 298 people gone. There is a strong connection for that strike. Russia and the pro-Russian separatists. The weapon of choice, the, you know, what actually hit the plane, an SA-11 surface-to-air missile. That's the key thing. It's what was suspected. Likely it was shot down by the separatists who are in the eastern Ukraine. Based on intercepted communications, satellite photos, and social media postings, because there's always the want to bang the chest. Some of them have been authenticated. So here we go. Russia took control of the Crimea shortly after citizens this winter ousted their pro-Russian president. But since then, it's just been a battle. Just a battle. So you hope that as the reporters were briefed on Tuesday under some of what they're calling ground rules, that their names not be released in discussing the intelligence. The point blank, our people are saying the plane was likely shot down by the separatists who are in the eastern Ukraine. It makes sense. They have the technology to do it. And it's hard to believe that we've gotten ourselves into this situation. Well, what are we supposed to do? On Sunday, by the way, the U.S. Embassy in Kiev released a document detailing witnesses and other evidence, also indicating the plane was likely brought down by that surface-to-air missile, fired, though, by the separatists. But the fallout for this has been tremendous. There is a lot of comments on Twitter. A lot of comments on Twitter over this. And now it's almost like that 6 degrees of separation where people are trying to figure out, ooh, am I missing someone? Did I screw up here? Do I know who it was I missed? And can I get a shot? I mean, you know, can I have anything that happens identifiable, in other words, that makes sense? But how do you make sense out of that? I mean, how do you make sense out of it in general? The answer is, it's really tough. I mean, it's really, really tough. So what does the U.S. do now with Putin and the Ukraine? What do we do at this point? Completely just put our heads back in our shell like the turtle? Or do we acknowledge that 300 innocent people were blown to bits on Flight 17 over a wheat field in eastern Ukraine? It's not a big surprise that Putin has huge ambitions, but is almost, they say, pathologically insecure. So not good. And in the modern world, it's all about time. Time is of the essence. Demand to have something happen here. And the situation is a result of Putin's territorial aggression that has already severed an arm of the Ukraine and threatens the entire country's disintegration. You know, boom. That's it. Numbers up. The Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have been organized, motivated, and trained, equipped, unleashed, guarded, and controlled by the forces of the Russian Federation, who are controlled with totalitarian thoroughness, they call it, by our man Vladimir Putin that we've been talking about. And it's really tough, I think, for a lot of these people to bite their tongues for now, to just bite their tongues. And then you got to think about the innocent people in the Middle East and what they're getting slapped with. What they have to constantly look over their shoulder about. And the more you have those sneak attacks, the more that paranoia runs rampant. I mean, just this in an instant notice, it's like gasoline. It's like pouring gasoline on top of the whole situation. And he's done this again and again and again and again. So today, when I got the Wall Street Journal, I'm going to leave you with these words of wisdom. Now they're crunching all the numbers again. And Mr. Sandman should be in your future. Several studies have found that 7 hours a night is the best amount of sleep to function the rest of the day, not eight, as long as you believe, as long as it's believed. So I think that's interesting. 7 hours. I mean, health-wise, it's essential you get that rest. And what is it that sends you to a good night's sleep? Sometimes it is that crazy music you can rent or buy. It almost sounds like the Wails in the background, and I think that makes a big difference for the people who are potentials but really would have to go through their version of the academy and get it right, right, right. Coming up on America Tonight, Julie Rendleman joins us and takes a look at the case in Brooklyn that made big, big news. And that's coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight. Banking and whether you're allowed to do it or not comes into play in that case. You don't want to miss it. Coming up in our next hour here in America Tonight, thanks for listening to this hour, and keep the emails coming. By the way, if you want to hit us up on the mailbag, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.